What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Nintendo Land, and we are officially in 2023, the very first video of 2023. I feel all cool and mysterious. I don't know why I said that, but it's a brand new year, which means brand new content, and I have some amazing things planned for you guys this year, and I want to share even more stuff with you, but first, we are going to wait until we hit 200,000 subscribers for the big special showcase of things that I want to show you guys, and I'll give more information about it as we get closer, so make sure you leave a like and subscribe if you want to see that video and more information about the channel and an updated version of Nintendo Land. But today's video is about something unique. Something I've thought about for a very long time. And I think about Nintendo games that I would love to see. Something else that I would love Nintendo to do to make me just drop my jaw. And one thing that I think would be amazing is a Mario Kart Maker. You weren't expecting that, were you? So I guess the main question is, how is this all going to work? How is a Mario Maker, Mario Kart Edition, Mario Kart Maker, whatever you want to call it, actually going to come into fruition? Well, I'm going to break it down for you category by category as if this is a Mario Maker Direct itself, and let me tell you how this would work out. First off, we have styles. Now, these are all based off of past Mario Kart games, but I didn't use all of them because I felt like that would be overkill, since there's like 8, now even 9 games per tour. It's a little too many. So, first, I want to start off with Super Mario Kart. And with Super Mario Kart, this will be your basic, your first style you work with, kind of like the Super Mario Bros. 1 style. This track is really just going to be in that classic pixelated style where it just kind of looks retro. And this one would really just be used for basic turns, just putting down some sand off the road, and just a basic track overall. Next up, we have Mario Kart Super Circuit from the GBA. This will be more detailed backgrounds and colors, and you'll have more objects to work with. You can have the signature little hop they do before a drift, and you'll also have that really cool hand-drawn art style that this game has. I could very well see Mario Kart 64 being its separate theme as we enter kind of the 3D era, but at the same time, I just want to add it here as the very next track. Lots of the objects you now place down can be in 3D. You'll have walls and tunnels that you can go under and giant hills to jump off of, but you'll also be able to kind of add turns and bends in different ways the path moves instead of just one flat surface. You can now make it go down, make it go up, make it bend towards the left a little bit, and obviously the characters have a little bit of a drift now, which works a lot different than the past games. Now this last one will probably for sure be its own separate theme, just like Mario 3D World was in Mario Maker 2. Now, I combined Mario Kart Wii, Mario Kart 7, and Mario Kart 8 for this final one because they all have very similar mechanics, especially now with the DLC of Mario Kart 8 having half pipe jumps the same way Mario Kart Wii did. But you'll have boost pads to blast off of, ramps to do tricks on, you can even have glider sections where you put down very specific glider ramps, and you can even go underwater with underwater track sections. And of course, for the Mario Kart 8 style as well, you can have zero grav sections, which means you can have your course bend and corkscrew all you want as long as you set the zero grav wheel section before you go over that area. So I really had to leave out Mario Kart Double Dash, and I left out Mario Kart DS and some others as well because, you know, they don't have a very specific style that needs to be replicated. But Mario Kart Double Dash, because it's just going to be so difficult to implement this game in Mario Maker because it's so different than the rest of the Mario Karts. You have two characters in one extra large cart that wouldn't work with the carts that are already existing for the other tracks as well. This would kind of just bounce off each other and not work right. So I'm sorry guys, I want to add this. Maybe there's a separate game mode altogether for this and, you know, we do get it somehow, but I just don't see Double Dash being included in really anything anymore. That's why it's just never returned so far. I don't know. It's just its own weird, wacky thing they decided to do a long time ago on the GameCube. I just don't think it's going to work here. Next up, we have themes. Now, these are going to be kind of consistent with Mario Maker, so I'm just going to blast through them and what they would look like and give you guys short examples. So we will have a grass slash plain theme. Most circuits are kind of based off of this already, like Mario Circuit, Peach Circuit, or Peach's Castle or something like that. Basic theme with basic track parts, flowers, trees, little rocks that you can place down. Very simple. Next up, you have sky or cloudy tracks based on obviously tracks being floating in the sky or placing them on clouds. These will be very similar to Sky Garden or even Cloud Top Cruise, where they're just up there in the sky on the cloud barrier. You also maybe see them allowing you to place like airships or floating blocks that move up and down slowly like Mario Maker's does. That would be really cool for the sky theme. The underground section just takes you underground like a cave area, very similar to Piranha Plant Slide. And then you could also be filled with tons of rocks, hills, and caves like Chocolate Taco Mountain as well. You can have a forest slash jungle, which covers the area in trees, and you can place down a lot of trees on the track as well, making it kind of a maze to get through. You can also have poison lakes and poison rivers that are kind of below the track, or maybe you can get bumped off and fall into them in order to get respawned by Lakitu. You can have an underwater slash beach area. You don't have to always fill the entire track with just water. You can also have like little beach sections where you go up on the pier or maybe up on an above section for a little bit, but most of the level in general is going to be covered in water, which probably means there's going to have to be some underwater sections in the old styles, or maybe they just completely cut those out of the old styles, and instead of underwater sections, there's just water around you that you can fall in and have to get respawned. You can also have a haunted house or haunted mansion, just like the Twisted Mansion from Mario Kart 8, where maybe you can put down mansion interior objects like doors or chairs or different furniture, and maybe you can also design the track to be either indoor or outdoor, and maybe that's a specific course part. We obviously need to have a desert, just like Dry Dry Desert, Dry Dry Ruins, with all the different deserts we've had in the past. I don't like deserts that much, so it is what it is. You can have lots of hills, pyramids in the background, and rocks you can place down, and obviously deep sand off the track, so if you get into that sand, you're going to get stuck a lot. But if you have a desert, you have to have a snow area, just like Sherbert Land, where you can place ice roads, which makes players slip around a lot, and you can put down ice blocks or objects such as snowmen. And the last two are just straight up obvious ones. You have to have a Bowser's Castle. Once again, maybe you can choose interior or the exterior of the castle, but you'll place down giant lava lakes and also giant Bowser statues everywhere that maybe can breathe fire. And the last theme we could have is Rainbow Road, where you're just up in space or in the night sky with stars surrounding you, and you can take the road wherever you want, of course, within that open space confinement. And right there we have 10 themes, obviously matching that of Mario Maker 2, so that works perfectly. So as far as track design and the actual editor itself, like I said before, you will be making a track in any direction that you want it to go, but within a confined area. Of course, you can't just like make a gigantic track that never ends. It's got like a confined box that you can work in. The modern Mario Kart tracks will have bigger areas, however, because they just take up more space in general because of the track layouts, the ramps, and even the gliding sections. You're going to need a bigger area to work with. You can decide if you want a lap-based track or more of a longer checkpoint-based one as well, like Mario Maker 2 vertical levels or kind of straight-up horizontal levels. You will be able to make the level more narrow and vertical and just far out, or obviously more wide and boxed in. 2D tracks can have tight bends and little bumps in a road, maybe even some tunnels and walls. You can also make branching paths as well if you want to have two different ways, three different ways, five different ways like Yoshi's Valley. It's completely up to you. And for the 3D modern tracks, you can have more options. You can have ramps, gliding sections, also caves, tunnels to enter, and zero gravity sections where the road can even corkscrew and bend upside down in weird ways. You can also create more hills and slopes here. I'm sure the actual building process of putting the tracks together is going to be very easy, just clicking pieces together, or maybe you can freehand draw in handheld mode on the screen and kind of just draw your own path. I think it'd work really well and just add stuff to the paths that you already created afterwards, like ramps or hills. And then if you want to make branching paths, I'm sure that there's different pieces that are specific for this that can like branch out that you place down in order to even start that. Nintendo always is really good with having the right objects and right mechanics that you need, and I think it's going to work out pretty well if this ever actually happened. Also, if you're not subscribed, King Goomba is gonna come chase you down and step on you in your dreams and in your nightmares. I'm sorry, but I just had to put it out there. And the same thing with this category, I just want to run through some enemies that could actually appear in these levels and things that you could put down as obstacles as well. So straight up, we have Goombas. Obviously, we have them in the game. They walk back and forth from side to side. You can place them anywhere. You can even place them on top of each other to make them stacked for the different gliding sections as well to hit people out of the air. You could have paratroopers that slowly float up and down on the track. Right now, they're just a background thing. It'd be really cool to see them kind of just go up and down. You have to go underneath them as they're up in the air, or go around them if they're down on the ground. Also, swoopers could return. The bats that kind of fly into you and bump you around, you can maybe place them in one specific area of the track where they'll always fly through. You can place down piranha plants where paths divide, or you can actually change them for conch doors from Mario 3D World or chain chomps, and they all work the same way. When you get near them, they'll peck, they'll bite, or they'll come to try to attack you within that radius. You also have thwomps or womps that fall down after a certain amount of time, or maybe just if you get close to them, they'll start to drop, meaning that you can maybe make it fall on the person behind you or something like that.
like that.
You can have Cheap Cheeps or Sidestepper crabs return once again. The Cheap Cheeps kind of just jump over the main piece of land or maybe swim back and forth underwater. And then we have the crabs that just kind of walk back and forth in the water and back out of the water again. Unagis can be enemies as well. They actually are in the Dolphin Shoals stage, but more as like a platform. It'd be really cool to see them actually come out of holes that you get to actually move out of the way before they chomp at you at the right time. Pokies can be included, obviously, where they'll just bend over as the racers get close to them, and they'll obviously lose some segments when getting struck, and you could even have snow pokies for the snow areas. And then one of the last enemies that we know about right now, of course I'm not getting every single last one, but we do have the Monty Moles that kind of dig through the dirt and pop up. Maybe you can draw the path that they dig through and go back and forth in one area and then just keep popping up on a random timer. But here's some extra enemies you can add. You can have Bitty Buds. You can choose how many walk in the line. You can even put little gaps in the line that they walk in to make racers have to get through. You have lava bubbles that jump in and out of lava. Maybe there's like metal gates that you drive over and they can jump through the gates like we've seen in some of the Bowser castles. You can obviously have Charvargs, which are giant lava monsters that can jump across the track, and you have to watch out for them the same way you do like the train in Calamari Desert. You have Bullet Bills and Bullet Bill cannons, just like in Mario Maker, where you can have the cannons facing toward the racers in front of the track or on the sides of the track, shooting horizontal, where the racers just have to move out of the way. You can have Hammer Bros or Mr. Snowmen, and let me tell you why I made them both the same thing. They sit off on the side of the track and they throw things at you on the track, like snowballs or hammers, and you can see the shadow of them before they hit on the track, so you have to weave and dodge them. And this could really be lots of other enemies that throw things as well, just put them off on the side of the track, very similar to Spike as well, where he sits off on a beaten path and just throws rocks, or maybe spits out those giant spike bars at you that you have to drive around. And then I have a couple more. We have the Bully, or maybe Charging Chuck would work as well, where if you get close to this person, they start chasing you and running after you to bump you off the track or bump you off your course. And the same thing with Typhoos, where they will blow you off your course. Maybe there will be like certain sections where people can use them to blow you onto a different part of the track or a subsection of the track. And, you know, maybe you can't choose if you go left or right that time. It just is up to the Typhoon which way they're blowing. Of course, you have to have some gizmos or objects to place within your track. And I just think some basic things would work really well. Environmental things like trees, rocks, and boulders is obviously a given, but you could even have more things like warp boxes / warp doors that you warp to another portion of the track in case you just want to make a dead end and have them appear somewhere else. You can even have beat boxes like from Mario 3D World, which switch and alternates based on the beat that you have to drive into different sections, and you can even put down signs that lead to a shortcut or showing a different direction that the players need to go. A P switch or block that needs to be hit by an item in order to trigger a specific path would be really cool. This will open up a temporary shortcut that you can use real quick after hitting the switch, and that would be cool to use your items instead of just hitting people. You could actually use them to hit objects on the track. Of course, you can have cannons like we do now to blast you further into the stage, and we can have green fast and red slow paths that are moving alternatively as well. And of course, you can place down things like boost pads, mud or gunk to slow players down, and even pipes that can take you maybe to a second portion of the level that could be a different theme, like we have already in Mario Maker. It will be a little slow transition, however, because it would have to give the game time enough to move on to the second part in the second area, but you can definitely add those as well. And of course, you can have things like swinging pillars or even spiked balls or lava bars that swing around like in Bowser's Castle, just working as obstacles in your way. And something else I thought would be really cool is to have keys that unlock certain paths. For instance, maybe there's a key hidden somewhere in the track that you have to find using a mushroom or something off the beaten path, and you get granted a shortcut. And once you open up that path, everyone else can go through it that entire race, which would be pretty cool to look for. Next up, we have items. Most of the items we have now are probably going to be the ones that return. I don't want to get super in-depth with this because I already just recently made a video talking about all the past items that could come back. So if you want to look at all the items that could possibly be in this game, make sure you look up at the card above and check it out in the link in the description if you want to check out that video as well. And the same thing as the items goes for the characters. It'll mostly be characters that we've already seen so far, and what'd be cool about this one though is you get to see how they change with the different game styles and how they can go from retro to modern, which would be really cool, and see all their art styles within the different themes as well would be amazing. But at the end of the day, it's just going to be characters that we probably already know with maybe a couple additions. And I also made a video on tons of Mario Kart characters that could return from past games and how they would look from tour as well. So if you want to see that video, check the description as well. And the same thing for the carts, because the carts could be anything that we've seen so far from the past, and maybe some new ones as well. Next up, I have weather and time of day. So you can make it sunny, cloudy, foggy, rainy, snowy, or even make it storming if you wanted to, very similar to like Neo Bowser City, which would be really cool to actually be in control of these different weathers instead of having to pick a specific track that only has that. These mostly just change the visual aspect and not anything with actually how the track works. But you could also make it daytime, nighttime, or sunset. For night, you can choose to place lighting sections in specific parts to illuminate the track if you want more light in specific areas. I think something as simple as controlling the sun and the moon and also the weather could go a long way making tracks very unique. Last but not least, I want to talk about the online and how the actual upload process is going to work, and it's going to be very similar to that of Mario Maker. It'd be awesome if you could race with 12 total racers, however, on random tracks created by the community. That way, no one is really prepared for each track. Everybody's kind of on equal grounds, and odds are there's going to be new tracks for everybody when they jump in together. That would be awesome. They could also maybe have an online mode where it's just courses made by Nintendo or verified content creators as well, or maybe a separate category that's just for popular tracks, that way you don't get terrible ones which are bound to happen. And voting could stay the same, but this time they throw up 3 random tracks from random creators around the world, and you get to vote based off of the thumbnail of the track and also the name. It will also show who created each track, and you'll get the chance to like the track after you completed it before going to the next race, so that way you can either like it or save it for later where you can revisit it. Obviously, just like Mario Maker, you won't be able to upload one of your tracks unless you can complete it under a specific amount of time yourself, which just makes it fair that way. I mean, we already have Mario Maker 4 player racing against each other, so seeing 12 racers race on random tracks all the time, you could just jump online and play a new racetrack every day, literally is absolute endless Mario Kart fun. And that would just be, in my opinion, peak Mario Kart. So of course, you'll be able to post your tracks and see who loves them and get different trophies based off of each one. And maybe go for time trials on some of your favorite ones to see if you can be the fastest racer out of everyone online. And it would also be extremely cool to create your own cups, like World Maker, where maybe you can place 4 of your own favorite creations into your own cup. You can name it and maybe even design your own trophy for it that people could win and keep in their own collection. This way, online tournaments can truly be custom and be customized for the person that made them. I could see people making themed tracks and themed cups after like Mario Galaxy cups or Zelda cups based on their own track creations. And once again, it's just endless possibilities. In my opinion, it was Splatoon and Mario Maker that really revolutionized Nintendo's online. But Mario Maker took a concept of basic 2D Mario games and expanded it in a way to make unlimited levels and unlimited fun in a game that's surely to never die out. It even warrants more games in a series, as people are already begging for Mario Maker 3 to have even more options and maybe even more game styles such as a 3D style. So, Mario Kart Maker would be absolutely phenomenal to have new tracks to play on each and every single day. And I always come up with a ton of crazy concepts for future Mario games, but this one for some reason just feels like it has the most potential to actually happen, and I think one day eventually we could very well see a Mario Kart Maker. I mean, shoot, maybe that's why we're getting all these old tracks for Mario Kart 8 and it's been so long, because Mario Kart 9 is just going to be a Mario Kart Maker. Who knows? But I can't wait to see what the future has in store for Mario Maker, and it surely is going to be some amazing things. But thank you so much for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed today's video, make sure you leave a like and subscribe to stay up to date on all things Mario Maker, Mario Kart, and Nintendo in general. And once again, just make sure you're subscribed so that way you don't miss out on any of this great Nintendo content, and also help us reach 200,000 subscribers to see some of the fun things I have coming for the channel in a 200,000 subscriber channel update. But thank you so much for tuning in, and like always, I'll see you all on the next one. See you guys.